We all know that the album died a long time ago, right? Especially in this digital downloading age, it's all about singles. So it's a little surprising, and to people my age, heartening, when young musicians put out concept albums, where each song is meant to be a piece of a bigger whole. Like Hospice, the 2009 album by the band The Antlers. But something kept me standing by that hospital bed. I should have quit, but instead I took care of you. The main storyline is about coming to terms with the death of a friend. But the music isn't what you'd expect from that. It's not morose and spare. It's big and lush, and was one of the year's most critically acclaimed albums. The Antlers have lightened up some, subject-wise, but their new album, Burst Apart, is still rich and complex. And here with me now is Peter Silberman, the band's leader. Peter, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Burst Apart isn't exactly happy-go-lucky, but it's not as dark as Hospice was. How intentional was that shift?
I think it was mostly... the intent with the record was to make something honest and to make something that was indicative of where we were at that point in time that we were recording it and writing it. You know, to force something as bleak and dismal as Hospice, I think, would have just, I don't know, felt unnatural.
Did the effect that it had on listeners make you think, oh, I at least I've got to do that again somehow?
I think at first I was a little bit worried about that, but when I considered the idea of trying to produce that effect again, it seemed really, really false. And there's no way you can predict how people are going to react to something you write, and all you could do is try and be honest with it. I feel really connected to this record just in a very different way, where it doesn't necessarily remind me of very difficult times. It just, you know, it's confusing times,
right.
And it's a conflicted record.
Yeah. Well, you're 24. Why shouldn't you be confused?
Exactly.
Will you play a song?
Sure will.
And what's this going to be?
It's going to be called I Don't Want Love.
Great. that was The Antlers performing I Don't Want Love from their new album. And Peter Silverman, could you introduce the other members of The Antlers?
Sure. You've got Michael Lerner on the drums, Darby Seesai on keyboards and synthesizer, and Timmy Mislock on guitar.
You also, as we just heard, have a very impressive upper range vocal ability.
Thanks.
Is that just how you felt most natural singing, or did you just listen to a lot of Journey and Bee Gees as a kid?
No, I think it was just a result of doing a lot of home recording for a while and recording in places where I kind of needed to record quietly and wasn't going to sing very loudly.
Really?
So I was singing really quietly, and I think the easiest way for me to do that was in an upper register. So I just kept doing it.
That's interesting. Now, as you were growing up, were there any specific albums or books that sort of hit you and influenced you as a writer?
Yeah, I mean, there was, as far as books, I think Raymond Carver's short stories influenced a lot of the lyrics that I've written. And musically, it's kind of all over the place. You know, there were things like Neutral Milk Hotel a long time ago, and not so much anymore. And now it's more in the realm of like Bob Dylan kind of things. But
Raymond Carver makes a lot of sense.
Thanks.
There are several songs on this album that have references to dogs. And in fact, the deluxe edition of this album has a little pet tag that comes with it, which is reason enough to buy it. what is it with you and dogs?
It just worked its way in there. I'm definitely like a dog lover and grew up with dogs, but I think it just worked its way into the lyrics as kind of as a metaphor for certain kinds of people, ways that you treat other people and the way people treat you.
And in a good way or a bad way?
Yeah, I think it could be good or bad. I think in some ways it's sort of like a dog that you take pity on or want to like take care of. And I think the idea is to not treat people that way.
Right. But real dogs you like.
Of course.
Peter Silverman and The Antlers, thank you very much.